Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have another show of healing. So if you're interested in just typing in some questions, go to the BBS Fast Chat and type something in there. We'll answer it for you. So if you're new to the program, the Creation Lightship, if you wish to take the Bible out and change the word Father and put in Creation Lightship in its place, this is what we are about here, to do healings with people, to mainly do healings and teachings of ascension. So it's, in that aspect, it's very spiritual. It's not religious, though. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. So what we're going to first do is an entity release here. And entities are people who have died. They have an emotional body. Remember, your spirit looks out of your eyes, but the emotional body does not. And so these are what we call as ghosts. And ghosts do come into our bodies, work with our consciousness, get us to do strange and weird things sometimes, give us addictions, etc. So I'm going to release some of these from you. So again, just request your healing, or ask your spirit to help you in this process too, to release the entity. So we're going to be doing that right now. And then we'll bring more of you back into your body. Here we go. Coming around here, go from the bottom of our feet up to the top of our head. Okay. And here we go. Wonderful. And we're going to bring more of you back into your body now. So we're going to count to 10 as you come in. Remember, your spirit knows how to come back into your body. It comes in whatever way it needs to. For most people, it probably comes in through your crown chakra. Other people may come into your heart. Some spirits just actually walk directly into your body like a regular person would walk into you. Remember, your spirit looks like you, but we have to take away the densities and traumas, which is why it left you. So these are little parts of you, little pieces that come back, and you should feel a little heavier now during this process. So here we go. Coming in, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's take maybe about a half a minute to kind of sense your body. And you may feel, like I said, heavier. If you were out of your body in different locations, remember your spirit is like little puzzle pieces of you. So think of your body as a puzzle piece, one big puzzle, millions of little pieces, and parts of you leave. And so you may have less spirit energy maybe in an ankle or a toe or maybe in your back. So when your spirit comes more fully into you, the way to determine that normally is that you're going to feel maybe some warmth or tingles in your body. You might feel heavier, and you may have a little higher consciousness. So what I'd like you all to do here is do a body scan and see how you're feeling. Our co-host tonight, Sylvia, is in Los Angeles, so she's traveling still, and she's going down to have to see her relatives here. So now we're flying single here, so we're going to do a chakra alignment next. And again, we'll go to your heart center first, realign your heart center. All these healings are instantaneous. This is the same healings that Jesus performed 2,000 years ago. Like I said, just take the Bible, take off the word Father for most of what Jesus talked about, and put in Creation Lightship, and you have a nice clue of what's happening right now. And the Lightship is here for ascension for the people who wish to do the ascension process. And here we go. Going to work with your heart chakra, move it around a little bit. There we go. Throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. Going down below the heart, power chakra, and second chakra and first chakra. We're doing an opening now. And here we go. I'll use the word spin to command the energy. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye. spin, open, and going back down below the heart to your power chakra, your solar plex area. Spin, open, and going down to your second chakra around your navel. Spin, open, and first chakra, base of your tailbone, base of your spine. Spin, open. And you should have more energies flowing into your body right now. And the reason why they go out of alignment is because of people projecting their thoughts onto you, which is force of will. This is your mental energy. And you could just look at it as mind control being transmitted to you from some other person. So the chakras naturally tend to move, so they don't get all the energy sucked out of them as that connection is made through energetic cording. And this is why you may feel a lack of energy when you walk into a room. People look at you possibly, and all of a sudden they drain you, and or they shake your hand or touch you. And when that happens, you feel your energy going out of your body. Some people get really, really weak, not knowing why, just that they know that's a bad experience for them. Well, this is how energetic cording works, and you want to get yourself basically charged up so that this doesn't happen to you. And we'll do an exercise right now before we do the mind-to-heart drop. And this exercise is what I do all the time. I do it at my workshops and lectures. So what you want to do is put your hands sort of together in front of your heart center, if you would. Do like the old type of prayer that you see in all the churches, people putting their hands together, palms facing each other in front of your heart center. But pull them apart a ways, maybe a foot, and bring them in slowly. And you're going to find at some point, maybe between a foot and, we'll say, 4 inches, we'll say, you're going to feel an invisible ball tension happening between the palm of your hands. And this is your life force energy being transmitted out of your palm chakras. And you're actually feeling the energy and sampling that as you actually find it. So don't try to build it. Just move your hands further apart, maybe an extra foot or so. And you want to say out loud an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I now increase my life force energy. I'll just repeat that again. I now increase my life force energy. So each time you say it, you want to move your hands further apart. So let's sample our energy now and move your hands further apart. We'll say the affirmation together. I now increase my life force energy. And sample. You're going to find that your hands are actually further apart. Allow your body to tell you where it is. This is not a mental exercise because your mind will not know what you're even talking about. This is a feeling exercise. And now move your hands further apart. Say it out loud again. I now increase my life force energy. And check it. You're going to find that it's further apart this time again. And now, more and more, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do this about 5 times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 There we go. So you should feel charged up, but if you want to keep saying it more, you can. The more you say it, the more energy you're going to have in your body, and it'll be sort of stored around you. So like I said earlier, like you walk into a room and people start draining your energy. If you do this before you walk into the room, it's very hard to have people do a psychic attack on you, a cording of energy, mind control, energy is being transmitted to you from them. So we'll do next the mind to heart drop. This is where you want to live your life if you possibly can. It's hard to stay in your heart center. Naturally, we live in mind energy here. But the more often you can go into your heart, you're out of that mind energy. You're very peaceful. and this is where you're intended to live your life, actually. So if you're new to the program, just think of an elevator. In the elevator, the 10th floor, it will be your forehead. This is a thought, we'll say, between your ears here that you think with. Will you hear yourself talking to yourself all the time? Might have mind chatter there. We're going to drop that down. Just think of an elevator going down to the first floor now, and the first floor will be your heart center. And when you get into the heart center, I'm going to drop you down about four times here for those that may need a little longer, more time to do this here. And you're going to find out that when you're in your heart, the way to tell is that your thoughts will come from your chest cavity. It's not going to come from the top of your head any longer or inside of your head. So then you know you're in your heart, and it's going to be very, very peaceful. And you will not be able to think of a negative thought because the divine energy of you, your spirit, which is a part of source energy, will not allow you to have that because they don't deal in duality and the God plane energies and negativity. It's pure love energy, and it's nothing to do with force of will of the mind. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down. So dropping down from your, say, center of your head, inside of your head, your thoughts. You're going to have this mental body surrender. You could call it your awakening consciousness, many words for it. People call it maybe their lower self. Doesn't make any difference, but we're dropping this down. So here we go. You might feel the energy move in your body. So 10th floor, we're going down to the 9th, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll do it a few more times for the newcomers here. Some people actually feel the energy kind of getting maybe stuck or moving down their throat. So here we go. Again, just close your eyes, relax, take a deep breath. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, think a thought now, and it should be out of your chest cavity, which means that you are now heart-centered. And I'll just let you have some silence here to communicate with your own spirit. And if you cannot hear the information from your spirit, just reside there and just feel the wonderful peace because you are in that location and you are in the divine energy. Okay, so you should feel pretty good right now. And if anybody wants to type in something to talk about tonight on the fast chat, you can. Just go to the BBS fast chat. If you're still new to the program, click on Creation Lightship Healings. We have four shows a week. Just click on any one of them, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And it'll bring up our page here on Don's BBS website here. And just scroll down about an inch or so and bring up that wonderful blinking flower, and underneath that is the light bean, and the light bean will activate right now for everybody. I just want to say hi to the people on fast chat, like Annika, Chris, Kyle, and Adriana, Dulcie, Ed, Pauline, and Ola so far, and maybe Mooney possibly. So here we go. Bring up that beautiful light bean. And it's neat to read some of these little testimonials on the blinking flower. It's quite something to read them. If you wish to, you can just put your mouse over them and it will actually stop. So you can actually read it without it going off the page here. And here we go. Look at the light beam if you would. We're going to energize her right now. And you're going to see her face change. Remember, this is the energy from the light ship coming directly into the light beam. So I'll just talk about the difference here between the God plane energy, the Galactic Federation energy, our space brothers, and the creation light ship. So basically, the creation light ship is creation energy itself. This is what created the universe of light. And on board the light ship are what we call divine beings. Light beings is what we basically call them because they haven't incarnated yet. Once you leave the light ship, then you're not like a regular spirit, not that there's any ranking to them, because they're all basically equal, just like yourself and someone else. Your spirit is pure light. And your spirit goes off into different universes of light, and we'll just say different planets to make it very simple, to have a life in a life form there to express the divinity of the light and be able to go through different types of manifestations and to bring forth that light energy into the creations that you choose to do. And then from there, we have other created beings, and those are what you may want to call the extraterrestrials. And the extraterrestrials are created by the light. There's also ones that are created by the darkness, but we'll just talk about the light ones right now. And they, again, are like us. They have physical form in the dimension that they're physical in, okay? And from there, they have a spirit, and they are typically here to help us, but so far they have not necessarily come down here to help us out with our physical stuff on this planet. And so what we have here is what I call collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness, the human race consciousness, is what people tap into for ideas, information, etc. Well, this is all controlled, and this is all mind energy. So now I may get a little heavier for some of you people. This is all the mind control energy from the extraterrestrials, and they transmit this mind control energy to us. And so we're actually really heavily mind controlled here because of what they want us to know and believe and what not to believe, because they brought in basically religion. So this planet is kind of controlled by the religions that they brought to us. And you can look at the movie 10,000 B.C., and that'll give you a really good clue of what's happening to humanity here. And throughout this time frame of thousands and thousands and thousands of years, they've controlled humanity here, and they need us to give them our energy. So what they do in order to get energy to live on, they love getting our emotional trauma energy and even happiness energy. But typically, if you ask anybody, just go out and talk with them at lunchtime or a dinner or something, they always bring up some kind of negative effect in their life that they've dealt with. You very seldom hear somebody talking about how wonderful the life was today. You know, like they found, you know, a bag full of money, and the next day they found a bag full of money, and they're very, very excited and happy, or, you know, their life is going just wonderful. Typically, that's not the case here. And so they live on our traumas, and they give us traumas through mind-controlling thoughts. This is why it's very hard to have somebody have a clear thought. And if you notice that what's happening more recently is that you may plan to do something one day, and if you don't write it down, you'll probably forget it. And I'm sure that's happened to everybody listening here at least a few times a week. So you must always write your stuff down now, because you're being inundated by the energies that are being transmitted to you. So these are mainly extraterrestrial energies, and naturally in the last 100 years, the extraterrestrials gave us more information from this mass consciousness that they wanted us to tap into, and this is why society has went bonkers now with technology. Why they brought it this last 100 years? Well, that's probably because of the ascension time coming every 2,000 years on a cycle. So they got the last 100 years provided us with wonderful inventions, like what we have right now, what you're listening to me on. You know, you have your telephones, cell phones now, the advancement from that, and computers, et cetera. And it's there to actually take away our own spiritual identity, because we're wrapped up in so many stimulus around us that we're overstimulated, and we're not really going internally inside to talk to our spirit. So this is the trap for us here. They could have brought it any time, but they chose to do it this last 100 years, and probably more so the last probably 50 years. So we're under a heavy mind control, and from that, that mind control, you know, got brought down to our scientists. So naturally the scientists want to create something because they're given the thought to create it. Remember, the mind control thought is allowing them to create something, so then they give them the information how to do something. So we all know how wonderful the atomic bomb was, and et cetera, and how to make rockets, and how to kill more people, and how to have poison gas, and all this stuff. So this is all the mind controlling energies. So what you look at on the surface, it may look wonderful, but when you go above it and look down upon it, you realize that you are heavily mind controlled here. And this mind control is mainly used to give us trauma in our body. And the trauma is what they live on, this emotional energy. And this is what they're trying to do. Just think of possibly one person that you may even know who maybe was in a war and got killed. That affects a whole bunch of people. It affects maybe if they're younger, their high school class. Knowing about this person, that could be a few hundred people, plus, you know, the parents and the relatives and all the friends. So it goes quite a long ways just from one death. And then you have the suffering of the person who actually died. Did he die instantly, or did he go through suffering? Well, all that energy is what the ETs live off of. So I'm not the proponent to extraterrestrial energies, which you may understand why, because they're really not on the ground here to help us. They give us lip service, and they always say it's your karma because you have to deal with this and work it out. But if they were this wonderful divine race of beings, they would actually come through and help us and clean the water up, stop the wars, and give us love energy. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So basically what you want to do to help yourself is to go into your heart continuously. This is the teachings of Jesus. Don't go outside of yourself. And now we'll talk about the God plane. So the God plane energy, like I said in the movie 10,000 BC, the ETs brought us God energies. And actually that's to get us to pray outside of ourselves. So when you do that, like I say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, then you're P-R-E-Y to these energies. And then you're wearing the t-shirt with the bullseye on it. So you want to always be leery of doing that or having someone else pray for you to these extraterrestrial gods. So just think of each church that's out there, and each church is connected to an extraterrestrial life form that is waiting to pray, P-R-E-Y, on someone because you're connecting to them. So this might be new to you, just to kind of connect the dots together. This is why Jesus was well aware of this here, and he said, don't go outside of yourself. So that's basically the whole scenario here, is to find your divinity inside of yourself. And what we'll do is energize, if you would. You can scroll down a little ways or just go to the BBS Fast Chat, and there's a picture that we'll just say is of Jesus here. It's just under the light being also in the center. And click on that, and we'll energize this picture on your screen and bring in the energy of Jesus from the light ship. Now, people who have these energies or pictures around them, you want to make sure that it's definitely from your heart center before you connect to them or even call the presence of these energies to you. Because the Galactic Federation, our space brothers, the broadest religion, they're also cloning these energies, making them be identical to what comes from the light ship. And they can attach you to the dark side instantly. So yes, the dark side, I would say, is equal to the Galactic Federation. And now they changed it to the Galactic Federation of Light on some websites because they didn't like what I was saying, which is okay. But they're still ETs, and if they're here, where are they? Why haven't they hit the pavement here to actually help us? So that's the whole thing that I talk about. So here we go. Bring up Jesus here on your screen. And we're going to activate this picture. And again, you're going to see the colors change on it a little bit. It may become more three-dimensional. And if you're kind of curious, you may want to blink your eyes every maybe 10 seconds or so. Right now it's being energized. It takes normally about a half a minute to do. And you're going to feel the beautiful love energy coming from the pitcher to your heart center. On my picture here on my monitor screen, the aura is changing a whole bunch around the head here. And I'm actually seeing the actual body of Jesus here coming forward a little bit here, becoming more three-dimensional. And it looks very, very nice. And you may have your own experience here, but you will feel the light energy off these photographs. And again, just kind of relax, feel the energy. I'll give you about a half a minute just to do that here. Okay, it looks great to me. So this is what the light shift does. We bring in the divine energies of creation of these divine beings, and from there you're able to feel the energy. So we're going to bring in, for people who like to have Mother Mary come, we'll bring those energies in right now. And then we'll also do some creation light shift healings here. So here comes Mother Mary, and we'll just bring her in. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy for you. And just kind of sit there. If you want to bring the light beam up again on your screen, you can. And we'll bring in Mother Mary through the light beam picture. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So do a sample now of the emotional clearing. This is what everybody needs to have to free their life of their judgments in this lifetime. It takes about an hour to do, and it's a one-time permanent clearing. So all these clearings that I do, you can go to my website, creationlightship.com, and just go to a list of services there, and you're going to see a whole bunch of these here. And the emotional one is what you start off with here. And the price for that is $5 times your age. If you happen to be over 60, then the cap on that is $300. And I do a lot of people over 60. A lot of people I've done, the highest I think was like 83 so far. But I do get people call me up who are like upper 80s wanting to have their life cleared because they're tired of living in the drama and trauma of their whole lifetime. They want to kind of get out of it. So here we go. I'm going to go 5 days back on your life here. And these healings are what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, instantaneous. And these clearings are 100% effective. And they work with about 80% of what we're dealing with right now, because to get a 100% clearing, you have to have your whole lifetime done, because the energies bounce back and forth from year to year. So here we go. Sit back and relax and just feel your energy in your body change as we release these traumas out of you. Remember, normally your muscles are held very tight and rigid, and when you have these clearings, you start to feel less tension in your body, and you start to get happier. So here we go. 5 days ago for emotional clearing, cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Now we're going to do a feeling body. This is different than the emotions, and here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a sensory body with an S. This is how your senses and your body respond to living on Earth here. Some people become sensory overloaded, and this may help you with that. Here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. You should feel a lot of relief there. Just sit back and kind of check out events in your life right now that happened in the last 5 days. For most people, they always have something happening. And just look at that situation, and it should look very, very distant to you. So I'll give you about a half a minute here in silence to do that. And again, you may want to just get up and walk a little bit. You might find your bones popping back into place. Stretch and twist, and see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, so during these clearings, you may feel your body changing somewhat. Normally, your body will do what it needs to do to heal, because remember, you had energy blocks in your body because of the judgment energy that's stored inside of you. Like I say, your body is a walking judgment factory, and it's made up of all of your ancestors' thoughts. So you may not know in this lifetime what they thought, but by all means, it's with you, and it's preventing your body to live forever, basically. So you want to clean out the judgments in your body so that that can happen, so you can have a longer life and maybe not have physical conditions happening to it that may cause you to become, you know, sick or worse. We're going to do another clearing here. And this one here is a brand new clearing. And this one here is where I work with your energetic bodies, and they kind of get out of alignment. And this is one way the dark side interferes with your energetic system. So the light chip wants me to call these your magnetic bodies, magnetic body alignment. And when these go out of alignment, the dark side has a way to come in. Another way of looking at it is that people say they have holes in their aura, and when they have holes in their aura, then people can come into your energetic field because you're not protected. So this may go along with that here. Remember, the light chip created you, your spirit, your body, so it has the blueprint of all of this here. So this is how they're able to do these healings so quickly, because they know who you are once you connect with me, and then we go to the light chip, and the light being doctors work with you. So when I do this clearing, I scan and find out how many bodies you have that are basically out of whack, corrupted, not in sync. So what we're going to do now is take one of these bodies, and you could have, you know, maybe a dozen, if not more, out of whack. And I found out how many degrees it's off. So without knowing, we're just going to take and change your body, one of these bodies, 20 degrees. So just by moving it 20 degrees, it will definitely help you, but it might need maybe 200 more degrees to go. But each time you get it closer to the 0 degree point, you're going to feel better. And I do special sessions one-on-one with people for this here. So here we go. So this one body that the lightship is choosing to work with for you. So we're at 20 degrees. We're going to bring you back to zero, or just moving you 20 degrees closer to complete spiritual alignment with this body. So 20 degrees and 19. You're going to feel the inside of you turn a little bit. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 degrees, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So there you are. Just got through moving this body 20 degrees around from where it was. It's still out of alignment, but it's much better than what it was initially. So you may feel a little higher consciousness. Maybe you have some aches and pains leave you, and maybe you have a lot more energy in your body. So I worked with one person, and they were out with about 23 bodies. So everybody is different. So anyway, this is what you need to do if you wish to hold more spiritual integrity. This clearing is just phenomenal. I've done this on a couple of workshops here in New York where I am right now. I'm having another workshop this coming Thursday at 6:30 at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center in Manhattan. It's 241 West 30th Street. So if you happen to be on the East Coast here, you know, come to this workshop and learn out more about the light ship, what we do. The workshops are a lot of fun because I have everybody kind of ask questions, and that way people learn more, and then we do many, many, many sample healings. So this is just one of the newer healings that we're doing. I'm going to do another one here. This is your anxiety body, and these are for people who have anxiety, who become very anxious. So here we go. Go back again 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll think what else here. We'll do a pain body. The pain body is for people who have had chronic pain. Naturally, if you had pain for your whole life, I need to go back and do your whole life through this process. So these clearings that I'm doing is just a sample for 5 days, but I go back from your current time when you start the healing, then we go back in time, back to conception. So it helps to clean out the body of residue. And if the bodies are not cleaned out, you're going to keep recycling the pain into your body over and over and over again, and you will not have wellness happen. This is one of the keys to success for healings, is that you need to get these bodies cleaned out. When you're first born, they're clean. Then they get filled full of these traumas and emotional problems and tendencies, which have different names to them, like fear and anger and, you know, different things that we just got through doing, your different emotions, et cetera, traumas. And when they get overloaded, then it leaks into your physical body. So these are put in place by the Earth Spirit to absorb the psychic attack mind energy that the ETs allowed us to have. And this is also New Age metaphysics, finding your parking place, creating your reality with your mind. They didn't offer to go into the mind energy, the heart energy, because the ETs did not offer that information so strongly from the mind transmissions that people are controlled with. So they decided to do mind transmissions to go into the mind to control you, to think of doing these other healings which deal with mind energy. And naturally, when you get tied up with mind energy, you get more into the darkness, because you start separating yourself away from your spirit energy, which is heart and love energy. So here we go, anxiety. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. And let's see what else I can do here. Anybody, I'm going to read the fast chat real quick here. A sample of the religious clearing. Aha. Okay, so this is, I was going to say the word, the God and the devil clearing here, which people are probably familiar with. If you went to any churches in Christianity, you well know about that. These are what the ETs gave you. You have to love one or the other, you know. And from there, this process goes on and on. So this helps you get out of that. So I'm going to do the last 5 days. So if you haven't even been to a church, maybe in the last few years, you still have the energy with you. And it's recycling day after day after day after day. So just because you haven't done it or been to a church or haven't done something for a long, long time doesn't mean that it's not with you. You have to clean it out of your energy system. So here we go. We're going to clean it out of you for 5 days. The last 5 days, so this is the energy that we work with. And here we go. It'll be out of you. You should feel much more relaxed afterwards, because this energy has actually corded you, sucking out your life force energy. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. That's a sample of the God plane energy. And let's see what else on the fast chat here. We did an anxiety. Somebody said thanks for that one here. I'm going to do a clearing for hopelessness. Some people have that energy in them. So we'll just put the title here. The Lightship can create healings. If you have a special one that most people don't have, and you have this one, a black cloud over your head or something, and we want to get that cleared out, I can create a healing for this. So this is for hopelessness. And here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. So again, you want to just kind of look at your life, look at a situation, just see how you feel. During all these clearings, you should feel a little better. We'll do one now for your fear body. A lot of people have fear. This, again, it would be a lifetime clearing, whole lifetime clearing. This is a sample here. 5 days ago for fear, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. And I'll do one also for anger. So a lot of people, when I do the fear body, then they become angry, only because they figured out that somebody told them something when they were a young child and they were in fear their whole lifetime. And once that fear gets released from you, then you're able to move on with your life. But some people kind of have the boomerang effect of being angry at that person for stifling them. So this here is the anger clearing now. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And we're going to do another sample here. This one here is the planets that connect to you, okay? So we all know about our astrology. I'm sure that you have all heard about your horoscope. I call it horoscope. And your natal chart. And so most people, when you talk to them who are in metaphysics, who are not too astute, but they think they know it all, basically, and they go, yeah, we have free will here. And I say, well, how do you have free will when you're controlled by the planets? You know, you have a system here that actually controls you through mind control, and the planets are controlling you through the ET energies, our wonderful Galactic Federation, allowing them to do this to us. And they're controlling us so that we have a predestined lifetime. So you're like, kind of like a rat in a maze that's already been created for you. And if you have free will, how do you have free will when you're walking in this maze not knowing what you're doing because you're being mind controlled to walk a certain way and to do a certain thing? You do, and you can get out of that, but it's really a big struggle sometimes. You can probably look at your own life and everybody listening out there. You know, if you look and say, I really wanted to do this in my life, but I just haven't been able to do it quite yet. Why isn't life working for me? That's because you're mind controlled. You have to get out of these patterns. So this planetary clearing releases you from a couple thousand planets. These are dark side planets, we'll say. They may be known to us. It could be the moon. It could be Mars, Jupiter, etc. But there's 2,000 of these things, and maybe even more. So the light ship just takes them all off of you. Now what happens is this is for your body. Remember, your body now is controlled. And being controlled, these all have energetic cords to you. So kind of think of yourself like as a pin cushion. And, you know, on these pins are actually hypodermic needles sucking out your life force energy. And they're also putting in information into you like an antenna for mind control. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of 10 planets. So what I'd like you to look at, just for yourself, is a physical condition, a problem that you're dealing with, that these planets are typically corded into you, allowing you to do and act the way you are a certain way, because they are controlling your life. It could be giving you an illness or something like that. It could be giving you a negative thought projection, which you're, you know, aligning yourself with. It could be setting up implants in you. There's all different types of things. So here we go. So the first planet now, just kind of do a body scan, released. Second one, released. Third one, released. Fourth one, released. Fifth one, released. Six released, seven released, eight released, nine released, and 10 released. So you might want to just actually get up and maybe shake your body a little bit, kind of see how you're feeling, and also look at your consciousness and just look, do a body scan and just see where these cords were. Some people are very psychic. Normally people feel them leave their body organs. Maybe you've had a pain for your whole life in your back and now it's gone. Well, that's because this energy from the planets were connected to you, giving you mind control thoughts also, along with taking away your life force energy. So that this is with the body. So this is the planetary clearing for your body to help your body get back into wholeness and to not leak energy off to the planets. Remember, people do this too through their energetic cordings, but the planets are very detrimental. Next, we're going to do one for your spirit. Remember, your spirit also has problems. It's wrapped up in parallel lifetimes. So these parallel lifetimes are lifetimes, and there's two different types of these here. One of them is where the dark side, again, our Galactic Federation, allowing these things to happen to us. And these energies are created to take cloned Earth planets. Remember, this planet is from the light. So the dark side can mimic it and recreate it. You know, 99.99999%. You don't know the difference, and you can be on a dark side planet when you're not here working, and they can clone thousands of these things. So this normally gets rid of about 2,000 parallel lifetimes. And people realize this clearing after they go to sleep at night and they wake up the next morning and they go, wow, I didn't turn in my sleep at night. I didn't get into fights. I didn't shake around and kick all the covers off. I didn't wake up with nightmares. And I actually had a good night's sleep. And this is what happens for most people after this clearing here. So I'm going to again take you out of 10 of these parallel lifetimes. Your spirit goes there. And like I said earlier, what does the dark side need from you? You should all know this by now. They want to live on your emotional trauma. So the more that they can use your spirit energy, put in your spirit into clone bodies that look like yours, and having your bodies go through this horrific event or events for a couple thousand lifetimes all at the same time, your spirit gets kind of worn out. And then it can bring back to you the events of those lifetimes, and those can get placed into your physical body. So if you wake up someday with a bruise on your shoulder and you go, how did I get that bruise? Well, maybe you're in some type of a fist fight or something, or maybe somebody hits you with maybe a club or something. You don't know what you're dealing with in those lifetimes. Maybe you're in a car accident. Maybe you broke your shoulder. And maybe you look and you say, well, you know, my shoulder really hurts. I have a hard time moving it today. Well, your spirit imprints that lifetime into your physical lifetime here. And so you all probably have had these conditions where you've woken up, you had a sleepless night, and your dreams are strange, and all of a sudden you wake up and you go, wow, I didn't get any rest last night, and I'm just dog-tired. Well, this is the reason, because they're really getting your spirit to do a workout in those lives. But it's imprinting back into you. So here we go. This is a parallel lifetime clearing for just 10 of these planets. And these are ones that were fabricated from the Earth, okay? Look like the Earth planets, just like it probably is today. So here we go. First planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and 10. Take a deep breath, see how you feel. And again, you know, scan your body and just see how you're understanding this clearing. These are all sample clearings to show you that the light ship can work instantaneously with you, and it allows you to know that there is hope out there. Next one we're going to do is even scarier than this one. This is the dark side planets. Now, we don't know how they even look. So they also take you, your spirit, and put you into parallel lifetimes on planets in the dark side universes. I'm sure that these planets of the Earth are there also, but we recognize and resonate with them. So these now are going to be planets that are not like anything that you have ever known about. And you're stuck there also. Remember, they want to get as much mileage as they can off of your spirit. Here we go. Hang on, everybody. First planet released, cleared. Second, cleared. Third, cleared. Fourth, cleared. Fifth, cleared. Sixth, cleared. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. So I'll give you about a half a minute here just to see how you're feeling. And I'll just give you some silence here. And you may want to walk around and kind of contemplate and just see how your body's doing. Okay, so hopefully you're feeling much better, and we're now going to take you out of the different types of, we just did parallel lives, so let's just take you out of the dark side planet cordings. Remember, we had other planets that are connected to you. We're going to do the planets that are cloned Earth planets now, okay? Before we did a couple thousand planets that we didn't know anything about, and these would be ones that typically, because your spirit would go into them and connect to you. So this is a little different, but this will be the ones that are strictly dark side planets that cord you. Let's so slightly different. Here we go. First planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, five release, six release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. There we go. Remember, so what the dark side does, they'll take everything in the light and clone it. And they'll create it so that your spirit goes, oh, yeah, I've been here before. You know, I recognize this planet. So this is where, you know, it can go to. And then it also has a dark side one that your spirit knows nothing about. So it thinks that it's been a new creation of the light, never been there before. And it looks like light frequency. This is why we disconnected you from the dark side planets. So it's slightly different, but again, it's still a process of getting you out of the darkness. Remember, the darkness is still mind control energies. And this is how the darkness energies work with you. They start controlling your mind because you're living in mind energy. So the New Age metaphysics, they talk about the mind of God. Well, there's no such thing as the mind of God because the mind of God, there's no mind because the mind doesn't exist. You have a mind in your heart center, so your spirit has a consciousness, which is divine. But when you get into your head, the darkness mimicked that energy of the mind, which is basically ruling our lives almost all the time. And so because that little spirit inside of you, which is very large once you understand how powerful it is, but the mind control and these transmissions to us are so much that we don't understand that. And we're unable to really do that perfect spiritual connection. This is why we do the mind-to-heart drop on all the shows here, to get you back into your own divinity. So this is kind of where you want to go. But remember, the dark side is so strong, and the ETs are allowing that. And unfortunately, this is kind of where we are on this prison planet here. Let's see here. Someone asked about maybe can the light ship bring them a perfect person in their life, we'll say, basically. No, they don't do that. The light does not interfere with you. The light is all free choice, free will. So they'll never interfere with your experiences. Even though we're on this dark side planet, it's up to you to connect to your own divinity inside of you. Once you connect to your heart, then you are out of the darkness. Okay? So it's always with you. It's never outside of yourself. But you have to realize that and know that you have to get out of the mind control in your head. You have to go into your heart. Everybody on this planet instantly went into their heart center. We could have no wars. Nobody would want to fight anybody. They'd drop their guns and just say, you know, shake hands and hug everybody else on the other side and have forgiveness, and that would be it. So this is how the light works. But the light does come every 2,000 years, the light ship, because it knows that the darkness is out there, and the darkness wants to steal souls and connect with the energies, cord you, just like we did in these little healing sessions here for you to show you that there is hope for us here. And the ascension time is coming near, which means you can take your body with you to a higher consciousness in perfect health at the age that you really want to pick. And this is what Jesus did and taught 2,000 years ago. The same thing is true now that as what he taught about 2,000 years ago, just that it's brought to you in a little different format. And we have all these clarities to help you out with. So, like I tell people in my workshops, is if you go to a practitioner, what you wish to do before you see them, and this is even including this show here, you want to go into your heart, first of all, and say, this is where I want to be. Talk to your spirit, drop down, do that like elevator drop into your heart, and you know that you're there when you hear the, your mind talking to you, we'll say, in your heart, and then you have that surrender of that mental energy. And then you connect more and more. You want to continuously do this, and your spirit will talk to you. When you're in your head, it can't connect there. It's impossible. So you must do the drop, and then you find out if this practitioner or this piece of jewelry is good for me, or this pendant, or this transmission on a DVD, or maybe watching something on your monitor screen. Remember, the dark side is very sneaky, and they do many things to us to steal our soul energy or our spirit energy. So our show is about over here, and our next one will be tomorrow, which will be Saturday. I'm in New York again, so for me it's at midnight. Otherwise, it's 9 o'clock if you're on the Pacific Coast here, PST. Here it's at midnight, there it's at 9. And we go to the light ship for some sample healings. This is what I do on my conference calls that I have. If you're interested in having more light brought into your body and having the light beams work with you. Mondays and Fridays starting at 5:30 PST. It's only $20. You can go to the light ship and have wonderful healings. We have an event coming up this month on the 15th, Saturday. It's a four-hour ascension call. Connect with me. Just give me an email, if you would, at healing@creationlightship.com or a voicemail. And you can call me. There's a toll-free number that's listed here. You have to scroll down a ways to get it here. And I can set you up with the phone number. It starts at 1 o'clock PST, and that would be 4 o'clock Eastern, and it's 4 hours in length, and you're on the light ship for 4 hours having physical healing. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I'll be signing off here, and tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the light ship. We go to the light ship for probably 15 minutes, basically, and the light beings work with you and do physical healings. So, wonderful being with you tonight. So catch you later, and have a wonderful evening. Blessings to all of you. Bye.